Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
All we do is we ask Christelle questions with yes or no answers, and all she can say is yes and no.
Maybe, yeah.
Perhaps.
Is that the case today, Christelle?
But, I suspect so.
We're talking about Eskom today.
Yeah. And if your question is Eskom being split into three entities?
Wait. Christelle, is Eskom being split into three entities?
Yes and no.
Hey! Not yet.
Is it?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what actually happened?
So the short answer is yes, eventually. But that eventually is going to take a while. So the latest development we have there is that Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan has approved the sale of Eskom's distribution assets to a new state-owned company yet to be named.
Okay.
So if we think back, so it was as far back as, I think, 2019. Yeah, 2019, the President in his State of the Nation address said that Eskom needs to be split into distribution, generation, and transmission. We're still not there yet.
Okay, so instead of one entity that doesn't work well, we're going to have three entities that don't work well. I'm so looking forward to this. I'm excited. It's like a one-year anniversary all over again.
I'm having a moment with my idiot brain. Transmission and distribution. I understand conceptually the difference, but I would struggle to define them.
And look, I think that definition still has to happen, in all honesty, because where we are now is that last month the energy regulator approved a license for transmission. Mm. We've also seen the National Transmission Company of South Africa, the proposed distribution company. Now we've got transmission and distribution already, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
So we started seeing some of the mechanisms in place. But the short answer is this is going to take a while. Minister Gordhan has now said that he would want this sped up. look, as Roz also visibly rolls her eyes. Look, so the rationale here is, nee, sê nou maar jy sit my in die atelier en sê ek moet nuus lees en ek moet sport lees en ek moet verkeer lees en ek moet tussendeur koffie maak.
Ja.
Ek kan dalk al daai goed doen, alhoewel ek wil nie vir jou aanvat op sport nie en verkeer is baie. Ek kan dalk al daai goed doen, maar ek gaan dit dalk almal tamelijk power doen.
Yes.
That's my point.
Okay. Maar as jy vir my sê jy doen net nuus, soos wat ek nou al vir 'n jaar doen op the drive of drive and drive, baie dankie vir 1 jaar terloops. Maar as jy vir my sê ek moet net nuus doen, dan kan ek nuus hopelik goed doen. Want
yes,
ek fokus nou op wat ek die kapasiteit en die vermoë en die kundigheid het om te doen.
Because I mean, we talked about this in the State of the Nation address years ago. The president said, you know, we're going to split up Eskom into three, and then there was uproar and then nothing happened. And now there was talk again of it in the last 12 months or so. So now finally Prav has come through and said, listen, I'm signing the papers. This is going to happen.
One part,
but we'll
of it.
Wait and see when.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then the big question for me is how is this going to affect the independent power producers? Are they still also going to be waiting for the sign that they can get the power that they are able to produce to the grid, or must they then go through three separate departments that's all going to tell them
these
no?
These are all the questions, Roz.
A kopseer wil ek nie vandag. Dit is ons verjaarsdag.
Okay.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.